Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is again going to be guest choice, though I may try and lead them in a direction. We'll see. We did it last week, and it played out really well, and I actually have an interesting lineup of guests today, slightly different, which I'll tell you about shortly. Often and usually, the radio show is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column, which is published in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or simply go to brucesalen.com, where you can find it upon hitting the Writings Plus tab. You'll get a drop-down menu that will give you my vlogs, my comic strip, Dad Chat information, which is our weekly tweet chat with parents from literally all over the world, and parents means dads and moms. It's every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. for you on the East Coast. And I don't know what time it is for you in England, India, and other parts of the world, some of whom often participate, including occasional participants from down under in in Australia, New Zealand. And it's usually the next day for them, obviously. Dad Chat is a very wonderful forum and community. It is pretty much live 24/7 with the Dad Chat hashtag, but it is a get together for that 1 hour a week. And on April 25th, we have a very special guest. Guy Kawasaki is coming back again. He's going to be talking about his new book and probably giving away some copies. He gave away free copies to everyone who came last time he was on Dad Chat for his book last year, which was called What the Plus? And it was all about the values of Google Plus. It took me a long time, but I actually got aboard on Google Plus, and I really enjoy it. It is sort of like Facebook, but it's different, and it has its better points than Facebook, and it has some things that maybe aren't as good, but it is really special, and I enjoy what it offers, especially in the form of Google Hangouts. I have been a regular on HuffPost Live, which uses the Google Hangouts to really do their television internet network. And I've been a guest about 15 times, and we just go on a Google Hangout, and they control who is on camera, and we can do it from wherever we are. It's actually quite fascinating. The last one I was on was about 2 weeks ago, and I was on with a guest, a woman named Carol Todd. And her daughter, Amanda Todd, you may have heard about. It's a very sad case where cyberbullying actually led her almost 16-year-old daughter to commit suicide. And it was a very sobering story. I had not heard about it. It was well known, but somehow I had missed it. And when I heard her story, and the topic was social media dangers and our kids, I was almost literally struck dumb. And as you probably know, if you follow me at all, it's very rare that I'm not talking. But whatever I had to say when I was in the presence of Carol Todd and her story just seemed sort of irrelevant. So I ended up rethinking what I would say to support her efforts to bring awareness to the problem that led so tragically to her daughter's death. Today's lineup, to change from such a sad topic to what we will be talking about today, today's lineup includes two segments with our Women's Room guest, Dr. Jennifer Weberman. One will include her husband, Jason. So that will be interesting. He and both of them have been regulars on Dad Chat, but I've actually never spoken with Jason. Or maybe I have, but I don't recall. And then a new guest, Sherilyn Harley Laban, who is the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, of which we will learn more about it later. This show, as all current shows and recent shows, will contain the regular music cues that I include, plus several from my son Arnie Salen's DJ work. He is attending the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and presently his passion is being a DJ. And of course, for those of you of the boomer generation and older, that has a whole different meaning than what DJs do today. There are certainly regular radio disc jockeys, but what the DJs do today is they basically are gurus of a dance performance scene that can be as small as a few hundred and as big as a stadium, in which they take other people's music, mix it, replay it, play with it, do astonishing things, plus create their own, all with electronic devices, sometimes with turntables. It began with them doing the scratching type of stuff that you've heard and seen, but it doesn't have to include that anymore. Skrillex is one of the famous DJs who, in fact, has won several Grammys. And my son is enjoying doing that, though he originally had aspirations to be a traditional rock star. Now it's maybe to be a DJ star, but regardless, he knows that the music business is a difficult one and plans at this point to just know how to do music and learn the business of music so that he can stay in that field under every circumstance. And I wish him luck. We will soon be talking with Jennifer Weberman, who has been a guest on my show for, I think, over a year. And I want to pose a question to her that she is unprepared for. And it may be something that will carry over into our dialogue with her husband, Jason. But we will see how that goes. I want to also just briefly talk about a column that I'm writing about the fact that I think brick and mortar is dying. I went into a Best Buy not so long ago, and it felt like a ghost town. I was with the man that I mentor. There's a young man that I mentor who is my good friend Daniel, and he's got a pretty bad illness that he suffers from, but he's a joy to be with, and I see him usually once every week or two. And he loves going to Best Buy, and he loves browsing the racks of DVDs and sometimes music CDs. And this particular time, I was just struck by how empty the store was. It literally felt like you could run from one end to the other and not encounter anybody, including any employees. And I do wonder, are we really getting further and further away from all live experiences? Bookstores are almost all dead. Many department stores have consolidated. And now electronic stores are kind of going out of business. We get music from electronically. We buy so much. I'm not so sure this is a good thing. Maybe it is. In some ways, it certainly is. In others, it may not be. Anyway, that will be a topic of a future column and maybe a topic of the show. We will be back after these messages with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who I absolutely adore. And I am going to throw her a question, and then we're going to go from there for a couple segments. So stay tuned. Skin in the morning.